person constructed and given the abilities. That's the way it goes. So the Mele, it's not the Kabbalah, it doesn't have the Chalish of Kele. So the Chiddush is, by the Rambam, that it doesn't even become show. And furthermore, the Rambam says, you can even use this kind of a ceiling to connect to Mikvot, or to connect the Mikvot to Minot. Suppose the mayim comes from Fuetzine. And how did it come to Tzinea? Because of King Makwin Bigalga, when the Kubin Biderech shall be Mikrekli. So Mikrekli, in other words, you have Bigalga, you have a number of Kele. And each Kele is Mokor. So the Melanishim Kele is Poker. And then, as these Kele that are all installed in Bigalga, so become filled up with water, so the water overflows from one kele to another kele. Let's say, suppose you have here, a clean okuf, installed here, then another clean okuf installed here, and you have in the whole circumference of the galgal, you have kele mikubi installed. So it's the water that comes into these kele is naturally. Why? Because each kele has a neket. A neket that is large enough to mafia the haleis shem kele. And then water comes in. So then as these kele become filled up with water, so the water overflows from one kele to the other kele. Let's say it becomes full, so it overflows from this kele into this kele. And then you have another kele, it overflows from the second kele into the third kele. And then, so he says, and then, after all the water is overflows, so then they go through the pathway tzine. So when kubim b'derech shall mikre kli mutalid moben im yeish so b'mikre avol imein v'emein so ein lipe yukshon do we mikre chibo l'nor al dize. Now what does that mean? I mean, we already discussed it when we went over the piktas, the sif memzayim, in connection with the aloches, the connection the aloches in sif. Sif Zion, so we went over the Taz. In connection with the Aloches, in Sif Tesvo. So we went over the Taz in Sif Mem Zion, Sif Kot Mem Zion. And the Taz mentioned that Aloch. So let's go back to that task in Sifnem Zayah. So the task. Now, how can you read the second big line in the task? How can you read the Zayah in Talis and say, the whole Shemika Fadli in Chash? מחמה שכל מיליון ומחים שמיים שנפילים לשכוח עם תומי ממנו לשיחבי ידי הלך הנקר הבו כאילו ליהוב ציכון והב הכי ואף אגב שכבר חוסף עמוד בסיף סימן סיף ועמותס רגע טעם לסד it's a mistake it's a very safer it's not בהגוי סיף סיף ועמותס but it's in בהגוי סיף סיף ועמותבו that's this עמוד סיף סיף ועמוד ולמיק תחילו לנוער על זה דורסון קוראים שאו במיצו כיבו לעכשיו מה שנשמע תמינו כמו מיילון בבשתי ראשון לאדון סוף זה לא אמרים דהלו דעסק דעסק ויגול אמרינו אלו, מה שאם כנכן יחשבו להניץ צריכים עוד אין אותו להניץ את רימטו ואינה זה שאול מילו אין זה מקרה, זה מקרה בודחס ואמרינו אלו. So how does the Taz explain the Ramo? The Ramo is referenced to a case where the norm is Lemach. Let's say, suppose it's in this land. Suppose it's in this land. And you have the norm here Lemach. Here you have the norm Lemach. And then you have here, and then you put a pipe here from the norm. You put a pipe. You have here the Noel Mato, you put here a pipe, and then the other end of the pipe joins a certain Galgal. And in that Galgal there are a number of Kelim Nikumim. And in that Galgal, so a number of Kelim Nikumim are installed. And as water, so then, and then near the Galgal there is a Mikri, there is a Bay. So in other words, so what happens is this: water from the north at the bottom, so starts flowing through the tzine. Then once it comes out from the tzine, so it enters into the keli. So each keli has a leke. So the water that comes from the north through the tzineya enters into the keli that are put through the nekobi, and then these keli keep on revolving, and as they revolve, so the water that fills up each keli that is installed in the galgal overflows into the other keli until it overflows into the last keli, and then from there it falls into the bed. So if the mikveh does not have memzor, so the Ramo says it's not good. This is how the Taz visualized Ramo. Rimamayim boim latzinya, al dekelim akvuim migalgal, veim nikubim midera shal mikveh kli, muta litvil behem, in yeish memzor b'mikveh, avu nei memzor, ein litvil shom, duim mikveh chibol inor al dezeh. Why not? Why isn't it considered chibul inor? So the Taz is visualizing the case of gudas. In other words, the inor is near the bottom. And then there is a pipe. There is a sinner. So the water from the inor is made to go up through the tzine. Through the tzine. It goes up. And then as it comes out from the other end of the tzine, it goes into through the Nikobim, the various Kelim that are installed in the Galgal, so it fills up the Kelim Nikobim in the Galgal. And as a result of the Galgal revolving, so each Kelim is overflowing into the other Kelim. And then, with the last Kelim that is adjacent to the Mikveh, so that overflows into the Beir, into the Mikveh, and it fills up the Mikveh with Memsor. So in such a case, it's not good, the Ramo says. How is that? The Taz explains it. The Taz explains it because here, in order that this water should be good, so then we have, after all, the Mikveh does not have Memsor. The Mikveh does not have Memsor. If in the mikveh itself there will be memsor, then it's all right. But suppose in the mikveh itself there is less than memsor. But we are trying to match the mikveh on account of its connection with the law. After the law, there is memsor, and there is a continual flow of water from the law through the tzinei into the kelim anikumim migalgal into the mikveh. So mele, we should say that when a person is taking the mikveh, even though the mikveh is only 20 saw, and it covers his whole body, his whole roof, but it should be considered a good tefillah because of Eyal Mikvoyes. So we do not say Eyal Mikvoyes in such a case. Why don't we say Eyal Mikvoyes Shazanei? Because we have to say that the one who is stable in the mikveh here, Al-Pedin, is considered as if he had been taken on the north. Because the mikveh does not have Nemesot. And the Noah has Nemesot. But as a result of the connection of the mikveh through the Galgal and the Tzineir to the Noah, so we should apply the law of being of mikvahs. So we do not say on mikvah Shvarasanei. Why not? Because we do not say with Asik. We do not say with Asik. This is how the Taz explains the Rabbah. Now let's see the Shah. We are buying boy the Gal. We are buying boy min alatia on the Kedima Queen the Gal. They become there shall mikve queen. Mutalim lo ben, yesh mem so ben mikve. Abo nei mem so, el im lo ben. And we cannot say, but it's connected to the Noor has mem so, to a mikve chibu lo Noor. According to the Taz, why don't we say that it's mikve chibu lo Noor? Why don't we say at all there is a continual connection with the Noor? Through the Tzimir and the Galgal, the answer is no. We cannot say it because Gudasik cannot be Mechaber. Alright. Let's see the Shach. Zeli Shekna Adonish. Kosara Mordechai. Al Galgol, al Galgol Mayim. Uvi Galgol Kvim Kelim Ktam Mikuri. Ki Kein Ismash. Uksha Galgol Mizgal Geil Mizmalim. So that's the smallest naked. Ki Kein Ismash. In other words, the shemayim of each kelim that is installed in the galgal has a naked mashu. So, now the shita of the Rashi is and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Mem Kli Shenikam Bishulye Avnu Kocho E Nechoshif Kli Ulifzeu Amikhe. So even if the naked is naked kosher because it's in the shalayim, so it's mafkia the din kele, and then the water the tempest into that kele does not become shol. So here too, the galgal kuim play kele ktim, nikuim kikinis mashke, uksha galgal misgalgeil, mismaulim hakele mktanim, vishetchim, into the mik. So first, it comes from the law, through the tzineir, into the kelim that are installed with Galgal, and as a result of the revolution or the revolving by the Galgal, so water is overflowed from one kelim to the other and filled less kelim and from less kelim into the mikveh. But the mikveh does not have mem-sor. Anyway, so if the mikveh has mem-sor, you can take on the mikveh because surely it didn't become, and we don't have to resort to our local village employees with the law. Mashiach came after all the water that is overflowing from the Galgal into the mikveh, there is still less than them. So then, in order that the tefillah should be a good tefillah, we have to resort to our local village employees, so we cannot be our employees. Why not? The Taz explains it because the law is in the bottom and the mikveh is on top. So maybe we don't say Gudasik. Gudasik is not chibur. But Ushagalgal is Galgal is Maori Makir Matan in Mishaf. Cosa Bonikea, the Mutra Litwe Obinian Ahu, Afiwa Inkam Shiomikwe, the Hibisha Mayim, Eun Tom in Habahim, Avogad in Akil Nikun Shirazanei, King the Mayim Sopima, Kinadil, and Kamikan Avahibo, the Nipsulim Shishal Kim, the Areya Kaili, Nikuni, Kikin is Mash, Atkal Mishaf. That's what the Archimedes mentions in the name of the Mordechai, and the Mordechai says in the name of the Rekeach that it's mutal veil, even though the mikveh does not have mem-sor, but the Mordechai says we live in Mahasis. The Rekeach was matir, but I hesitate. In other words, he has faith. Whether he can be tangled in the mikveh, if the mikveh does not have mem-sor. Ad kawashin ha-mordechai, because of Rabbis Yosef, the cholam foshi, chilkin alet hazeh, do I have a chino b'chai kavno in mikveh? In other words, so Rabbis Yosef says that not only the mordechai is mihaseis, but cholam foshi achilita merikeh. And they hold that in this case, where through the revolving by the Galgal. So water comes from the north, through the Tzineir, into the Kelim, and then from the Kelim it's overflowing into the Mikveh. The Mikveh does not have them, so you cannot be taken in the Mikveh.
Did the Mikveh have Kafsa beginning? Did the Mikveh have Kafsa?
It doesn't have them, so though, so I...
So it's still Gimel Lugin if it's
Job. It's not the Shire of Job. It's not Job because the Kelim were the Kuvim. The Kelim is Mashke. So it was Mafkia the Shem Kelim. So Job it is. But the Keach goes so far as to say that you can be taken in the Mikveh itself. Even though the Mikveh doesn't have them so. Why? Because it's the Chubra to the law. So the Melech. It doesn't make any difference whether it had originally 20 or not. The Mikveh didn't have a drop of water without this process. Believe in Mahasis, Adkar Shina Mordechai, because of this Yosef, the Cholam Foshim Chilkim Aleta say, to have a Chilom Chai Gavnu in Mikveh. Ava Gavda Amayim Zofim Vimayla Al Gavri Adela. So, but still, there is no Chilom with the law. And the Mikveh itself does not have them so. Ad kam reshei dargevish. Udvorim eimu mivorim bes Yosef. Sof simen ze. Umvui ashom. Vimakirim nikubim kishver esanei. Pshite da halachim. Elo behosom lehava nikubim rakikim es mashi. So the Shach assumes that the reason is why the Mordechai is mehasenis. And the bes Yosef says, kolam foshim chilkim malet hazeh. Because the darkenation, the more animation is the case of the Galgal Kruim Kelim Ktanim, Nikubim Kikimis Mashke, Uchsha Galgal Mizgalgal, so in other words, what kind of a Nekev was there in the Kelim? Only Kikimis Mashke, Nekev Mashke, Masheinke, Eve, the Nekev, in each Kelim that is installed in the Galgal would be Kishver Zanei. So then, the Mordechai wouldn't be mehasis, he wouldn't hesitate, and not to be forced, he wouldn't be chilek under the keach. The only reason is why they are chilek under the keach, and the only reason is why the Mordechai hesitates in the shita of the keach is because in view of the fact that the nekev was a very small nekev, only kikimis mashke, the nekev was only small nekev. Kikim is mashke. It's more than mashke. Mashke is meitzi mashke. But kikim is mashke. So not ishveres aneit. So mele there couldn't be any yirum mikvois. In order to have yirum mikvois, we must have a connection, a nekev ishveres aneit. But the nekev kikim is mashke does not affect yirum mikvois. That's the business why all the mifoshim achilik am the rikeh. That's what the Shach is doing. Umbuya of Shom, the Makinim Nikubim Shveres Amei, Pshine Darachim, El Dehosom Lehab Nikubim Raki Kines Mashke. Now what's the Shia of Kines Mashke? As a matter of fact, in so far as being Mafkia the Chalishim Kile, so that the water that comes into the Kile does not become Shom, so according to the Shia of the Rash, and most shady, so even in the Nekev is a Nekev of Mashke, so it's Mashke between Kele and the water that comes into that Kele that has a Nekev Mashke, Kimachat, in the Shalayim, so Mele it doesn't become Shalayim. But the Shach assumed that the reason is why all the Foshi, Achilik and Rekiah, because even though here the Nekev was Kikinis Mashke, but Kikinis Mashke is Matkia, Din Kabolas Tume, in the Kele, but in order to affect Yilu Mikvois, there must be Nekev Kishverazadim. That's the reason as to why all the Mikvosh Machil Kabarakia. And when the host of the Hamdi Kulim Raki Kikinis Mashke, who pushed it, can we come and see through base, who may ato Yishu Yitmeya, our Rav, שהתיק דברים אלו שאינו מלו מנדורמה שכוי שניקר תיקי נסמשקי לא יחוש את כוי אבל הרב הכוס הפני הוא סבזי אני מבין הנקד כשבר הזמי וחיינו הקמנו סבמם שסקדים רעתו למחבר ואם כן כאילו בניקובים כאן בדרך של מיקרה כוי לנו איזה נקד כשבר הזמי So, Harechimo Gamke. So, this kasha is the only reason as to why all the Rishayim, because Yosef says that all the Rishayim Achim come to the Keach is because the Keach has reference to the Kehis. Where the Nekev in the Kehile was only Hikimis Mashke. And you know, the Nekev Hikimis Mashke can be Mavkia Din Kabolestume from the Kehile. But it cannot affect you. In order to affect you, there must be Nekev Kishver Zaneit. Kishver Zaneit. But in the case where there is a Nekev Shver Zaneit, then all the Rishayim will agree that you can be tameable in the Mikri, even though the Mikri itself does not have Memsah. But as long as it's connected to the law, through the Tzimea, and through Tzimea, that it is Nekev Shver Zaneit. So the Mele, the Aluch HaOvim of Mikri Shver Zaneit should take effect. Mimele, you should be able to be tameable in the Mikri, even though it doesn't have Memsah. So why does he say, that you know, under all circumstances, you cannot be taken in the decree. So what does it mean? That means it has a shame, even if it has a naked kishver as a name. Mutalit will bear. If it is memso in the I will name the memso a little bear. Even though the nekev is kishver as a name. But why not? If the nekev is kishver as a neid, so we should apply the aloche of view of mikvoy and kishver as a neid, when mikvechibo we know all this. Now, how does the Taz explain that? The Taz explains it on the basis, because we don't say with asik. So apparently, the Shach did not assume that the Rambo has referenced the case where the law is the matter, and then through the tzimeir, it becomes connected to the tzimeir and the galgal, it becomes connected to the mikveh that is on top. Because if the Shach had understood, had visualized what it has visualizes, so it wouldn't ask any kasha. Here, if the mikveh does not have them so, and we have to resolve the aloha of the mikveh, but Budasik we don't say. So Budasik is not in the habit. So Mimele, he cannot be tameable if the mikveh itself is not in himself. So obviously the Shach did not visualize in this Hamo what the Taz visualizes. So that's why he asked what he asked. Now the Dogon of Ovo, he says, and the Habachilo Gamkin is all for you, who are he is dying to the Koshen Mide, why do we come and see Samech, Mivuea, Sheinan Yisholim Yaavi, Vikawachim Abazeh. Now, what is mentioned in Siv Samech? Siv Samech, Siv Gona Samech. Gimu kumei shemenachem, patachteino ve'elieno shal chob so, ve'emzoi shomem, v'shetef shom shom meiva v'sichanachem, avo pishu nichlas v'sichon v'yitzi v'sichon, ein zeiru, ve'im adbil in alu memzois, she'in amishomi me'ar v'in alu kinon. So, that's the price in this sefte. Now, the Gemara in Chikia doesn't mention this, this aloha, that you cannot be teve. So, you cannot be teve in the tachtein. But the sefte says that you can only be teve in the mtsois, but you cannot be teve in the lieno, or not in the tachtein. So in the lieno, you cannot be teve. Why not? Because we don't. It's good. We don't say good ask. But why shouldn't you be able to be say to be teve in the tachtein? So the reason. So the Rambam says the reason is why you cannot be teve even in tachtein or only in the mzois, because since the water is zeicher and zeicher is not nyan. Zeicher is not nyan. Except in Mayon, because Mayon is mitayah b'zeichlin. So in the Mayon, zeichlin can be Mayon. But in the Mikveh, zeichlin here, it's, we're not dealing with the Mayon, Shetef Shoshomim. So it's not in Mayon. So since the Shetef Shoshomim is zeichel, so zeichel cannot be Mayon. So that's the halacha. Then zeichlin are not Mayon. So the Mele, the Dogon of Bava says, here too, the water that comes from the north, that comes from the north, even if it wouldn't be on in the form of Kudasi, high up on the hill, even if it will be an equivalent part. That's what the Rambam says. Even if it will not be the way the Taz visualizes. The Taz visualizes here a case of Kudasi, where the Noah is in the water, is on a lower level, and the Mikveh is on an upper level, and through the pipe and the Galgal, so the water from the lower level, no, it comes up into the Mikveh on the upper level, on the upper level. So the Rata says, there is no Chibur, there is no Yehud, because we don't say Gudasik. Gudasik is not a Chibur. Gudasik is not a Chibur. Katafres, Gudasik is not a Chibur. But the dogma of Ova says, even the Ramot does not have to be applied after the case where the wall is at the lower level and the mikveh is at the upper level. Even if it will be a middle level ground, and we'll have here an oil, and then we'll have a pipe, and then we'll have a pipe, and the pipe, and then the pipe, through the pipe, so it will go into the kelim that are installed in the Galgal, and then from the Galgal it will fall into the mikveh. Since the mayim is zecher, so there's the aloha in zecher in the army, koshke. So he says, ulam is night nearly koshenite by the kabbat sifsamach, mipuya shen aschil in the army, vikalachim of zeh. What do you mean, kalachim of zeh? So in other words, he also assumed that the Ramah is referenced to the case where the norm is at the bottom. Because usually, the norm is at the bottom, is on a lower level. So maybe it's a mean of Gudasi. So he says, Kosh came Kalachim of Zeh. But we don't even have to resort. If it wouldn't involve the mean of Gudasi, it still couldn't be Miali. Because it's Zechay, so it's Zechay Miali. In Zechunav. Alright. Now, Reofim Shemechasim Behem Hagagos, Afal Pishayesh Behem Gumes, Vechakoki, Eden Pesler HaMikveh, with the Shoei Nasu, recover Behem. So again, that's this Aloha. This Aloha. That even if something has this Kibul, but if the Kibul was not deliberately constructed, but it was done with the Shemayim, or even if it was done with the other, but not deliberately. Let's say, sometimes as a result of a tzineah that is attached to the roof, as a result of the water constantly passing through that tzineah, so a roof is forming, a cut is forming. But it's not mikavone, it's not deliberately constructed. So the melee does not have a chalei shem kele, and the melee, the water that enters into that scenario, even though it was contained in a kibbutz that was formed by itself, but it does not become sure. Hamiliyach sakel kupota hazat scenario in amayim anushochim mehem peis lenesam mikveh. In amayim anushochim mehem peis lenesam mikveh. Why? Because it's not in this kibbutz. Since the sack and the kupo has been exposed and no water could be kept in the sack. So the mele, it does not have a halation kele, so any water that passes through the sack that has so many pores does not become sure. Ze shom bushe kol chinos, we tabo samay ni bizl samikve, we yom kol chinos, we say chom, we mikve nat, avu nos no modom, we mikve ari ze peisim. Shekol shal ni de odom, אפילו עשו את ביונו ולרגלו ואפילו אם במים ונזדהו כמלאים ולרגלו ומקווה פוסלו באמת לא אמורים שנזדהו כמלרגלו אבל אם הוא יורך עם הלגה מבהימו ונזדהו כמלאים ולרגלו מבהימו לא יפוסלו אבל אם נזדהו מבהימו שהוא יורך עם הלגלו נזדהו אין זה כנזדהו עם ברגלו וכן נספור אני שאין so the Mechaber passed it here like the sheet of the Rosh. Remember, I mean, that is something that seems on the surface to mention a contradiction between the ratio of the Tisefte and the Sefer of the Tisefte. So the ratio of the Tisefte says that Zila and Yoga from Rab don't give Lugim, so it's possible. The same thing that the Sefer says, L'Yomri Vemimokim Vemokim, Vizilfu, we say Habitve Kosha, Viloi, Eshloi, Sidi Kebat Chilo. So it's a stira. So the old machine raises the question as to that apparent stira. So the Rash says that the same thing has reference to the case where the legion was mamshich derech hamshoch. In other words, they didn't splash with their feet directly to the clay. They splashed from A to B. Then from B, after it rested at B, on the shore of the mikveh, so it glided by itself, it passed by itself into the mikveh. So it's hamshochet. And so on and so on. We discussed that. So the Rabbi Yosef says that according to the Rash, this deceptive calls with the mandoma, that hamshochet people is effective. But we said, no, we can say another pshat in the Rash, that the Rash agrees with the longness of the Chachmei Venetia, since here it did not become shown Machmas Kli, and the only possible show that it could have been bound is the show Machmas Kli Bikatev. So the psu of show Machmas Kli Bikatev is only Shayer if Mikiach Odom, it comes directly into the Mikveh. But if Mikiach Odom, it is transported from A to B, and then from B into the Mikveh, it comes in by itself. So then it doesn't involve the psul of show, so we don't have to resort to the union of Hamshochet, that Hamshochet Nikol is effective. In other words, not like the Bess Yosef, if we apply the longness of Chachmei Venetia. Anyway, this is the Teretz given by the Rash. Then the Rosh gives the Teretz. The Reish has reference to the case of Zilfu Biyodov of the Rablo of another. So we may enjoy Mashiach came the same as reference the case of the Yomari, not infantry soldiers, but cavalry soldiers. So they ride on horses. So the horse is fresh. So the psul of Yulabikatev applies only to human beings, not to Ibrahim or Rechayim. In other words, if a dog will be Malibikatev, the mikveh, so the mikveh will be kosher, according to the Rosh and the Rashbo, and the Mechaba passes like the Rosh and the Rashbo. But the Chvon is boy and yesh chayti, because they are the Shevi, who are chayri. That's in Sif the Svob, the Aboi. The yesh chayti, the Rav Le'Avei, what you can read the Odom, who be shmei and in kosher. And the Heber on Rabbi Karke, the Rabbi Kam Shochet, Abu Rui Benitzu, Rash Kirin Kvizdi Mikoiz, the Rabbi Kirke. So you remember, I mean, that we discussed it, because Mishne says that according to the Rambam, how can the nation of the Tisefte be reconciled? With the Sefer Tisefte, because this is like as Mishne, as Yosef says, that according to the Rambam, so there is a difference between Zlife and Mitizim. The Reish of Tisefte says, Zilfu, Yodok, Lugadlo, that means how we Zlife Mavish. But Legion or even Mokim out in Tizen, that's not the regular way of pouring water. So since it's not the regular way, so really it doesn't become show. That's how it is reached explains. So we said, but from Rambo it's mashma, that Rambo understood the Rambam as having the same thing as the Rash. In other words, the same of the Zefke has reference to the case where it was Nimshach into the Mikveh al-Mikark. And since the Rambam passes that, so that means that it's even though the Rambam passes that Hamshoch al-Mikul is not effective, and here the Hamshoch al-Mikark is effective, So it's an ayah from this Ramon that he agrees with the oneness of Chachmei Venetia. The Bess Yosef agrees with the oneness of Chachmei Italia. But the Ramon agrees with the oneness of Chachmei Venetia. That's how we explain it. So anyway, Uchon is Moyad Yesh Chelkin. In other words, the Rambam, the Rash, they don't distinguish between a regular Odom and regular Him. Alright. Cliche Ika Bishuli, after the culture, in the Choshev Kli Ulifzeu HaMikveh Umikol Mokim Inohokim Asis Mikveh Lechad Chileh Ulo Vimayim Bichli Minukev Kozeh ואם הנקב יזדוד אם ינבוט ומתיר הספרים עד שידריך המנקב משבר הסמאי שהוא כשתי אצבועית ושנים הארבע שבפס היד מספחיס לדורץ מתסטובי סוצ'י נקב that the diameter of which is has the width of the size of two exponents. שכשנים ארבע שבעצם שפס היד מספחים בכל הנקב ברבע שכשתי שהוא נראו בו בית שרוב ויקור בשולי שאינו חמיקבו שומיים ממנו למטה אב הוא מקיים שומיים למטה ממנו ונסבב עם תל הסביב ואם יראה הפסיד when we learn Siv Siv Zayim so at that time in going over the Shach so we went over Siv Mem and we mentioned the talents of Chabgeli and the Chumas which is not like the Shach because on the surface there seems to be a steer between what Mechava says in Siv Zayim and what Mechava says in Siv Mem because in Siv Zayim the Mechava says how geyach we go to how to geyach we go to kim chob is deilo o yarim o deilo vi no kvei nekev amitare vi kovi gorets vasem mikvare de kosha that's the Lashon HaRamba that's the Lashon in HaRamba so according to the Ramba how large must the nekev be a nekev that is large enough to be mafkiya the din kabbalah skume what kind of nekev is mafkiya kabbalah skume in kvicheres a tree kinetzi zayis nekev hamitare if it's a kli acheres that is miyuchadnik limayim so then the nekev the size of the nekev to be mafkiya kabbalah skume has to be kikinis mashki has to be kikinis mashki in other words we have all kinds of nekovi in Ligami Kabbalah Skume. The smallest nekev that we have in Ligami Kabbalah Skume is Kimeitzi Mashu. That's the smallest nekev. That's nekev Mashu. I mean nekev Mashu, any nekev, no matter how small it is, if it's made, if it's constructed, so we will enable all the water in the Kele to be out gradually, not in a few minutes, but if you have a nekev Mashu, in the Shavayim of the Gele, then in the long run, all the water will be out. That's the smallest Nekev. Now, that's Nekev Kimeitzi Mashke. Nekev Kimeitzi Mashke is not Matkiya Kabbalah Skume from any Gele, except in the Gister. What is Gister? Sholishmi is the Gele, that's the Moran Shabbos, in Perika Matzniya. Sholishmi is the Gele. So, in Nekev Kimeitzi Mashke is only Matkiya Kabbalah Skume from a gister. Gister means you have a kicharetz, and then the kicharetz broke into several fragments. And if the fragment is still capable of fulfilling main rachli al shino, let's say, this is the whole thing, and then one fragment broke off. But this fragment that broke off, so looks that way. So the mele you can fill up, you can put in some oil, some shemen in that fragment of the kele. So it's still isn't a melachti or a shemen. So it's still becoming kele, even though it's a history, it's a fragment of the kele. But since that fragment is still capable of fulfilling the function, name of the function of the original Kele when it was intact. So the Mele, it still becomes to me, but it's a special halacha that it's becoming to me, even though it's a gister. Suppose there is a nekev kimeitzi mashke occurring in that gister, so then the gister cannot be becoming to me. So that's kimeitzi mashke. Then the next nekev in the Klicheres is Kikinis Mashke. Kikinis Mashke is larger Nekev. In other words, it not only will water leak out, but if you put that Kele, and that Kele has in Shalai a Nekev that is large enough to Kikinis Mashke, if you put it in water, in the bathtub, so then the Kele will be filled up with water. That's the Keles Mashke. So if the Kele is a Kli that is Miyuchet, is a Kheles that is Miyuchet the Mashke, because certainly the Kheles are Miyuchet set aside for Echlin as a receptacle, as a Kele, as a container for Echlin to keep grapes there, I mean, those things. But certain Kelim are set aside to be used for water. So if the Kele has a Nekele, Kikeles Mashke, and it's Miyuchet the Mashke, so then, Kabbalah's story is what? But if the Kele is Miyuchet Le'echli, even though there is a Neke in the Shalayim, Kikeles Mashke, but it will not interfere with the functioning potential. As a Kli for Echli, you can still keep all kinds of Echli there. I mean, apples and pears and grapes. I mean, you can keep it. So Melech Kabbalah's story is not that. Suppose the Kriheres is Miyuchet Le'echli, so what kind of Neker is necessary in order to Mabkia Kabbalah's Tume? So only if it's Kineitzis eyes, if it is large enough that when you put an Aleph into that Kele, it will fall out. So if it is a creates, so then it will be Mavkia, creation of the body. So then it will be Mavkia Kabbalah's Tume in the Nekev is as large as a pomegranate. Kimeitzi Rim. So these are the Shilurim. So the Rambam says, Halekeach Vidonu Kinchobus Devo, Yarebu Devo, Vinokvi Nekev Amtare, Vikomi Beavetz Vosim Yitvari Likosh. Only Nekev Amtare. What does it mean Nekev Amtare? Kimeitzi Zayitz. Even though it's not as large as Shveres HaMeit, so still, if you install the technology, you can use it as a mikveh. So then it will start to rain, and water will rain in, so then it can be used as a mikveh. Even though the Nekev, in that Kele, is less present. So the Ramor is ready, re-changing, the Bino Nekev is Shveres HaMeit. In other words, a Nekev Amitare, a Nekev Kimeitz is always incredible. It has to be in that case as large as present. So what is the psak of the Rabbo here? That in order to be kosher as a mikveh, so the nekev has to be kishver as a mikveh. The psak of the mechaber is, the nekev has to be nekev amtare, kimeitzi zayis. But the nekev mashu, kimeitzi mashke, it will certainly not be known according to the psak of the mechaber. So the shachar is the kasher, but in sifmeh, here it seems Zion the Mechaber paskins that all that is required is that the Nekev should be Nekev Amtare, Kimeitzi Zayis. It doesn't even have to be Shver HaSaveit. And the Ramo is Chilek and he says the Nekev has to be Shver HaSaveit. But both the Mechaber and the Ramo agree. Suppose the Nekev is the Nekev Mashu, even though it's Nisholayim, so it cannot be used as a mikveh. And in Sitmeni says, so it's a stirah. So the shachas that kasher in sif tes nekev amtare pirishal nekev kol. I mean the taz is the child nekev amtare chsif chomim v'hayne kibitzi zayis shu poches mishper asalim. So then he says the kasher. Then he has the kasher umikomu in the first line. Points out the common spirit between the Mechaber's Psak and Sinai, where he says that Nekev Amtare is required, Nekev Kolchu is not enough to be Machshav Mikveh, and in Sifmem he says that Nekev Kolchu in Yishalayim is not. So he says, so what can we tell us give? Because the Mechaber says here, Kulchim Kamishulia, Afil Kolchu, in Choshim Kamishulia, Mikveh, Umikol Mokini Rotlas is Mikveh Chatchireh. So the Shach explains, what does it mean? So how much, how large must make it be in order to do it? So but this is not the way the Taz understands the Mechaber, because the Taz understands the Mechaber. The Shach says that when the Rav Mechaber says Sikmen, but in the next case it's much larger, then it's good Mechatchil. So what does it mean? When is it good Mechatchil? According to the Shach, according to the Taz, it means Shverazalim. But then he says, Videch. Why? Because it doesn't seem that this is what the Ramon means, what the Mechaber means in Siv Zayin, when he says, How can you go to Jehovah's Day, I don't know if you're not going to be because we're going to speak out of the kosher. So he means, Daf to make a mantare, but he make a mashing up because of the Chachilah. It's mashing up of the part of the Chabad and Sim Zion that if it's less than make a mantare, then the Emet is possible, not that the Chachilah is possible. So that's why it says, Dich. But what is the real Teretz and this Kashi? What Rabbi Greger says. There is no doubt that Rabbi Greger mentions the real Teretz and the Kashi by the Shach. Rav Gileya in the Jubes in Sime Vavetez, so he says, Siv Zion discusses one case.
Discusses tefillah inside the cave.
So there must be tefillah mikarek. It's not just a question of not being shown. Tefillah mikarek. Not if it's shown, so it's possible to Rabbanon. But if somebody is stable in the bathtub, then it's possible that tefillah is ineffective with the rice, because tefillah has to be mikarek. But if he makes a neck, if he boils a neck that is as large as he makes his eyes, so Kabbalah Skume is spoken. In addition, he installed the Mikalke. So then he's not considered Teilu Mikalke. He's considered Teilu Mikalke. But if the Nekev is only Nekev of Pashu, true, it doesn't become Shom. But how can it be? So in Siv Zion, the Mechaber discusses the prerequisites for being able to be Teilu inside the Kabbalah. So he requires in the Kabbalah, but he is a man, he doesn't discuss the prerequisites for being able to be tailored inside the Kabbalah, but the prerequisites for not puzzling the water that is contained for 1 second in that Kabbalah, a show. So as long as it has a neck of Mashu, as a neck of Mashu, so the melee, it doesn't become show. But to be tameo on the basis of the nature of Mashal Chas V'Sholem, that we cannot do unless he bores the nekev. He bores the nekev of Kimetzi's eyes. And even if the nekev is Kimetzi's eyes, so in addition it has to be installed in the Kalk. I mean, that's the carrot given by Rav Gileya in Chulamites. Now, in the light of Rav Gileya's Lomites, so we can understand what the Rambo says, how he receives Zion, how he kiyak, we go to Kichobis, we go to Devo, we knock with the Kimamitare. So, we go to Boris, was a big plan in the Kosh, because there, if it has a naked, Kimitzi Zion's, so Kabbalah's Tumi is spoken. In addition, it's Kokurabi Kalke. He doesn't just place it on the Kalke, but he installs it, he attaches it to the Kalke. So the Mele, the Tvila is considered to be Tvila of the Kalke, even though the Nekev is less than Shveres Arein. So then the Rambam says, the dicendo in di prima Becker che ci vada a sare lì guatir de Becker i jos che mi dici zai les che vada a sare lì so idee mi che da mi use des elitre for filo di sicari because only the Becker is che ci vada a sare lì so idee mi che mi consider as filo di carte but in the Becker i jos che mi dici zai it cannot be considered as filo di carte. This is what Rambam says here. Now, God in Sif Men, the Ramchal doesn't discuss the size of the Nekev that is required in order to enable someone to be Teilu Misechet. He only discusses the size of the Nekev that is required in order that water that enters into it should not become shown. So he says, Mashiach. But then he says, when we come walking in the Hoki Lashes, that the Rosh says that, the Rosh, the two mention the name of the Rosh, and actually it's based upon the Shikas Rambam. Because according to the Rosh, so the way the Rosh explains, Mishneh Hey in Perek Dalet. So the Rosh says, he explains it himself. He explained in Sefte, Kastel in Amchalik Mayim Mikroche, Imoyo Nekev Shvera Sameim, in Pesel in Samikre, Vila Pesel Samikre. Haloche Zuolo Olo Biasye, Shom Shrikon Biavne, Virebu Shlishi, Shrikon Biolo, Abu Yonokov Gemach, Omar Abdazim Rabchodik, Haloche Zuolo Reisi Virimo, Litaro, Uchsheposim, Khabir Omu Yofi Reiso, Vamet Vom Amur Natsar, Abu Matri Lipito Samikre, Vimoyo 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 coaching and make a matter of pencils and mikre. So the Shachetz understands that he said it. Halochezu, Hoyresi, Biremo, Litaro. So what does it mean, Litaro? So the Pshach Litaro, so the Shach's interpretation of the Deceptive is that Litaro, in other words, if he bores in Ekim, keep mashing. So then it's Litaya the Kele from Shoal, from the Tzul of Shoal. If in Ekim mashing is born, is constructed in the Shalayim the Kele, so then it's Litaya the Kele from Paslan. The water that enters into that Kele that has in the Kele Mashu in the Shalayim, Bitera Shol. That's how the Shach explained. But the Rambam, the Rosh Yosef says, the Rambam understood the Tisefte in another way. That what he says, Halochezu Hereisi Bireim Elitaro. In other words, if Inekev will be made, and the Nekev will be as large as that is required to be retired within Kabbalah Stume. How large must the Nekev be in order to be Mafkiah within Kabbalah Stume? Made his eyes. So then it will not puzzle it. It will not puzzle at the show. It will not puzzle at the show. And so then that's the Rambam's. Then the Rosh says that mentions a shito. The Rosh mentions a shito that in order that it should not become shol, so in Nekev in Kibitzi Zayis is not enough, but it must be kishver zanei. And if it is not kishver zanei, so then it will even become shol. So this is what the Mechaber says here. We should become Mishul Yehavim Kodshu in the Choshet Kuyin Lifzu Amik. But that's the Shita of the Rash. So according to the Rash, so if Inekev is in the Shalayim, if Inekev is in Mashu, so the Mele, any water that comes into the Kele does not become Shol. When we come back in the Hokilas, it's Mitzvah Hakhir. We love the mind of the Mutev Kazeh. Unless the Nekev is Shvera Zanei. Whose Shite is that? That's the Shite of the Rosh. But, as Rav Chaim points out, so even according to the Rambam, in a case where it's not installed in the Kabbalah, where it started historically Karate. So there, even the Rambam will be made there, that even though the Nekev is Kimetzi Zanis, but if the Nekev is less, there is a name, so any water that will come into the Kelev will become Shom. But if the Nekev is Kimetzi Zanis, and in addition it is installed in the Karate, so remember it doesn't have a Halishem Kelev. Mashiach came, if it's not installed in the Karate, even though the Nekev is Kimetzi Zanis, but it's not installed, it's not attached to the Karate, so it doesn't have a Halishem Kelev in order to be Mikabutume, but it has a Halishem Prekibo. Because in order to pass the mind that enter into it, a show, it doesn't depend upon the potential of being becoming to me. How about a cake with rolling for your body? He's never becoming to me. But any water that enters into a cake that has that any water that enters into a rolling for your body becomes show, because that doesn't depend upon the halation feeling. That depends upon the Halil Shem Kibul. So, he only in Nekev Kishvara Samei is Mavkiya the Halil Shem Kibul. So, in other words, this Shite, the Mechava says, so that is true according to the Rosh, and it's also true according to the Rambam. Because even though the Rambam says that a Nekev Kimetzi Zayas is enough, that's only in the case where it was Nikva B'Karake. So it doesn't have the Halishem Prekibo either. Masha'in came, if it was not Nikva B'Karake, so it has the Halishem Prekibo, unless the Nekev is Gishver Zayin. When we go to the Nekev, we will have to remind us that we look at the Zayin. We will make it with God, and we will have to ask you, actually, we will have to make it Gishver Zayin. That's the Rashi. The Rashi is the Chalik between the Nekev in the Shalayim and the Nekev in the Shalayim. The Abba Shul Tazayad is happy with the Nekev in the Rebach, Ben Shul Merube, Ben Shul Rogo. We call the Shul Yeshi Yochel Yikabel Shumayim Mimenu Omato. Abo, if Yikabel Shumayim Mimato Mimenu, we is Batel Mitesko. That's the Shita of the Rashi. That if there is a Nekev in the Shalayim, in the Deifer, but it's high in the Nekev, and it is capable of containing water at the bottom below the Nekev, then the lower portion of the Kele is considered as a Kele with the Atzmei, and it has a Halation for Gibel. Mimele, any water that comes in becomes Shol, and the Gibel Rugim, Mayim will enter into that Kele below the Nekev, so then all the water will become Shol. If they come from the Mayo, it's also the Kach. He doesn't have to bore in the Kef in the Kef. Why? Because Mayo, the Psach of the Mechaber is that Mayo affects a shocking even be Mashu, in view of the fact that in Mayo can be the entire Kef in the Kosher. So in Mayo in the Kosher, even though he doesn't have them so, is has a Halishan Mikve, it can be the entire Kelim. Kaltelim, so the Melech can affect Ashokim. In my culture, can affect Ashokim. Kamayim can become Shive. Why not? Because in my culture, has a Halishan Mikve. Even though it doesn't have them. So it seems it has a Halishan Mikve, it can affect Ashokim. But there is a Shive by the Mordechai that even in my can only affect a shocker we got it through a Sodom if it has them so. But if it doesn't have them so then in my own, כן אתפקט השוקר לגב ביטור הסודו דז נשיגר במורדחי מורס בשינים אחרים כל אחד המזנתחיל שישים לחתחיל איפה נשיגר ודרמו ישראל שיש ומכל בוקים מורד ולחכמה גם במיון כי יש חלקים אפילו במיון בין נשיגר פיסרס ולא אחרי לחתחיל אלי שהחכמה ליקים אפילו ששיעה מבין אבל מיון ומיוסקה ושואב ובשורים ונוקסו שם שני שמות ומשורים ונפסרו המקרה ברצון הקיסו הם it is connected to Imayo so ברצון הקיסו עכשיו אם אפשר לפקיד מקרה מביא בקרוח תמחתיע ולעססקה because we had to we should be hechish for the shite of the Mordechai אבל נשתרי עבוד ומדובו אוי בדיימת שלא עושה כאלה so we don't have to be hechish דיימת חודשית סבור לחי יש לי שמחה מכירים, ניסייפרים זה אישי בפיסלס במיון כחניקיה ואפילו במקווה שאין בו מיון כי אין אם אין הכלי גודל כל כך שבבד היינו שומעים ונוקים שובים אבל שיש לוחי שמונופו בזה החזה וחיי זה בזה עזרינו מכולה וספקי נגידו נוקים שובים הבספקי ברבונון ואין לוחוש ולארץ so, ומחבר Paskins like most of the shame that in my own can affect us or can be coached. Even in Gabi to a son. The Ramon had three in his face for the sheet of Mordechai that in my own can only affect us or that in my own can only affect us or can be Gabi to a son if it has been so. But if it doesn't have been so, it cannot affect us or can be Gabi to a son. But the end, so he relies on most of the shame. That in my own can affect a shocking, even though it doesn't happen so. And then the Rambam mentions another kule that even in connection with a mikveh, so a mikveh certainly can only affect a shocking. If there is memso, but if there is, we know that some mayim shuvim entered into the mikveh. Some I'm sure we entered into the mikveh and we do not know whether Gimulukin entered in the mikveh or Tumukin entered in the mikveh. As long as there is a possibility that only Tumukin entered into the mikveh, so then we can take over that mikveh. In view of the fact that the psul of Gimulukin Shuvim is only in the Rabbanon, so only when it's in Vadai that Gimulukim should be entered in the mikveh. But if it's a sofik, whether Gimulukim should be entered in the mikveh, or only two Gimulukim, so then you can table the hokeo and assume that only two Gimulukim entered in the mikveh. Maybe one can be table with it. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now, for Sunday, now you'll have to go over, when you learn the Mishnayos, we discuss the Shita of Rashi and the Tur and the Rambam among the Shitas and the Bir Agro and the Rambam so it's this Bir Agro we discussed it all then so on Sunday it will only be a Chazor but we should go over on Sunday but you have to go over the ignoring Shabbos and the Kashe against the Rambam and with the Bir Agro and the Bir Agro so we should be able to cover on Sunday up to Sifnun
March 14, 1982, Yud Tes Adar Mem Beis Blue Akar.
We have to learn to go over it. It's a very important scene. When we learn Mishnayos, we went over it with all the shittes, the Tur, Rashi, Tur, and the Rambam. See the mouth. Now, but it's better to go over again the mission and the tool. Let's go over the mission. Pirigdalot Mishnah. Hamiliach kelim tachas atzine. Echot kelim deim dechotim itanim. Hapimu koigolim, koyavonim, koyadomo, peisne, samik. Echot hamiliach ve'echot ashech. Ki divrei misham. Ubisil mitar mishecheach. Omer ebnei aminu berobu misham ayo bisilel. Umeidi mishecheach bechotza shuutoya. Omer ebnei isi adayim machlete yushim olem. We went over all the shittas when we learned the Mishnah. So, the Rav is very strange, the Rav here, but the ordinary version of the Peyosha Mishnah is like the Rav. The Rav followed the ordinary version. However, Kapach's version has something else, just the reverse. Now let's see what the Rav of Nora says. Hamiliyah kemi tachas atzina. Echot kemi daily. Marzei shemek shomim nichnosim dey v'yirdin derech pi v'nit v'yorche maile v'tzina shomim shekobim nusim chokit. Now what is a tzina? A tzina here is a pipe through which the water runs. But most Rishayim explain it, and the Rambam in Kapach's version, and certainly the Rambam in Chazoket, they apply the Mishneh to a tzina here in which he dug out the teichekim. Usually, a tzinei is does not have any base kibum. It's open on both sides and a circular thing, and it does not have any base kibum. A tzinei, but the Rambam in the Hazoko, so he applies this thing, this mishneh, the other mishnehs. The talk of my mentoring into a kelim. So the Rambam says in Perek Vov Milches Mikvoyis Aloche Vov Hachitei Beitzineya Mokin Mikavol Beatzreiris Hamizgalgalim Bimayim Kidei Shalodeyodim Amayim Imo Yatzila Shalei Tzvichoba Beikol Shehu Peisim Shai Kol Amayim Shiyodim Bei Boi Mitechkli Shenasa Rekavon. So in other words, they apply the Mishneh to Yitzina and Tezimiski. However, the Rabbi Batinore, he applies it to a tzina that does not have any skin. Hamini achim in tachat tzina amartev shem ikshom in nechlosim bei v'yeh in terechpil v'mikve. V'hochem mayre v'tzina shalait shekobe in rivsei v'chokike. V'hoyu v'hoyu tirasqui olof ki shekobe avo pi shechokike achekei v'chshiva hamayim shem seichei mayim shur. And this is what the Rambam says. Tzineir, who goyro shekelin kanal, who vitchila agim locho, shedvar amishno kolo hu b'yeiro, shalimis was amitri, vizek moshi izboya v'tsefti, vizek sa aloch. Tzineir shechokim izit kovim b'yeiro samutri, kovim lachakim chokikim, eini b'yeiro samutri, uchlo izboya b'shas, siva ze, vuhu sheikia aslenu shuva d'rabonu, רוצלים מאשים מקווה עושו ממים שוב אומנם הוא פייסו מן רבון ולזה נסתפק אם הויו איני הועץ בקרקע ובונו והכי חוק עד בוגויו ולא נסתפק בזה אם חוק הוא נסיף קובי נסיבה שאיבי הויו בגרסקוי או בטורש שכל מה שמוזע לו הינו אישו ואובן אומרו בטרסקוי ויסמו אוקוי לפישוק שאין הקליקים. In other words, the Rambam Melech HaZoko applies it to a tzina in which he dug out the teich in this kibum. But if it's an ordinary tzina that has no bis kibum, so there it doesn't pass it. So even if the water entered into the tzina midaite, it still doesn't become short. But the Rambam in Perush HaMishneh, in our version, so he says, V'hove omrom teraskli, v'yisomu kli, v'lifi she'ini kli kibu, ach v'yisi shalait, somu posl, v'yiki asher atzlein, v'yu shepshute kliyitz mikafim tume, me'acha she'idamstilo, zeo yikia, oma, she'mi she'yosim kelim tachasagoylo, v'yikabiz bo amayim, hine amayim amagida bohem, این مایم شد او پیسه از آنیکه و پیوهایو سمنوید so the Rambam applies it to the case to the case of the Kobe Yitzchak Chotik. Kobe Yitzchak Chotik. The Hoyo Hoyo Teraskuyol of Kishikom Avapi She Chotik Yachakei Luchshiva Hamayim שביסייך מים שום הויו יותר עסקי בתורש so המניח כאילו תחס הצימן so in other words so here we so the Rambam applies it to a tzimeira now here the Mishnah discusses as whether the mind became shom as a result of filling up the kelim that he placed under the tzimeira. But the question is, let it become shown by virtue of the fact that the pest will it's in here. So the Rambam and the Perusha Mishneh, and the Rambam and Perusha Mishneh, and Rabbi Levadi and Batum Nure, so they apply it to a teenager that had no miskibul, but the reason as to why it didn't become shown, not because he didn't have a miskibul, but because it was coming with a chokike. But if it would be chokike, the receive kobe, so there it would become shov as a result of passing through the tzimeira without the mind entering the kele that is placed under the tzimeira. Here the Mishnah says that the only reason is why it becomes shov, because he put kele, pots, real pails, under the tzimeira. So, but if he didn't put pails under the tzineya, under the spout of the tzineya, so then it wouldn't become shol. But the question is, let it become shol without entering the pails, because it passed through the tzineya. So, what does the Rambam in Yod HaZokah say? No, we are dealing here with a tzineya that has no miskibul. So, melech, even if it would be chokikim l'yseivkom, and even if it wouldn't be kovei altogether, let's say he told you ketzinei altogether, he would place on the karka, he told you ketzinei. So, and water will go through that tzinei, so it will not become shol, because it has no miskibul. This is the Rambam's shite in the Yod HaZokah and also in the Madure of Kapach, in Kapach Madure. But the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh in the ordinary Madure and the Rabbi Ovadia Batnor, apparently he had this Ksav Yad, the same Ksav Yad that we had, not Kapas Ksav Yad. So they apply it to a case of Kobe Yitzchak Chokik. But if it would be Chokik Yitzchak Kobe, even without the Miskibu, so there Pshutik Leitz is Mikabu Tumim Midrabonon, and if it's Mikabu Tumim Midrabonon, so the name will become Shom. So first of all, there is one big finish. There is one big finish. Because all Kishenit say in Rambam Pirshan in Yod HaZokah, and also the Rambam in Kapach's version, so they all say that when does it become Shom? Only if it has a miskibul. But suppose it passes through a tzineya that has no miskibul, even though it's become tumeh, even if the tzineya is a tzineya shel matches, and pshutikli matches is become tumeh midrais, pshutikli it can only be become tumeh midrabono, but not midrais. But even if it's a tzineya shel matches that is become tumeh midrais, but shomu doesn't become. In order to become shomu, it has to be contained for a moment in the kelei that the clay kibul, not a kli that was nasari kabor. But if it wasn't nasari kabor to be contained in it, just to pass through it, even if through the use of the water constantly, so a certain groove is formed, but since it wasn't deliberately constructed for the purpose of shibo, of containing, so in many ways it doesn't become shol. And even if it will be a kli matres that is become tumeh midrais, it will become shol. Allah has come of the hammer, if it will be pshutik leitz, So then the ice is not becoming tumme, only the rabbanon it's becoming tumme. Only the rabbanon, so certainly it certainly would become show. So, but the Rambam Pirush Mishneh and the Rabbi Nevadim Rav Nore, he says, "V'roche Meir Mitzina Shoreitz Shekobel Mitzik Chokiki." The Holy of the Holy Teraskuy Olof Kishikobel Avo Kishikokik Ha'akei V'roshila Meir Mitzik Meir Shuri. What does it mean? What should place in Kavutume? So, what difference does it make whether it's Kobel Mitzik Chokiki or Chokiki Mitzik Kobel? The answer is, when was a matres? So, with the ice, Shikik the matres with the ice. Is recovered to me. So, but that's only if it's already fashioned into a tree without the miskin. But suppose geometry matres is not recovered to me. It's just a good piece of wood that was not as yet fashioned into a utensil to fulfill a certain function, then that is not recovered to me. And the same thing is true of geometry matres is not recovered to me, not with the rice and not with the rabbono. So even those came by the matras that are recovered to me even shuteye without the miskimu, so only if it was fashioned into a kele that is adapted for a certain function, for a certain use, let's say knife. It's a beautiful matras, it's recovered to me, right? So a knife, it was fashioned into an instrument so that it's adapted for cutting, food for cutting, other things. So the mail is recovered to me. But suppose you have just a good piece of metal, scrap metal, that wasn't fashioned into any specific utensil, that's not recovered to me. So the mail, Rabbi Vadim Batunor and Rabbi Pirsham Mishneh, they apply it to a tzineya that is already fashioned. But it was fashioned into a tzineya so that it can be used as a pipe through which water can be drained, can pass through, after it was attached to the cow. But at the time it was attached to the cow, it was a gilmate place. Gilmate place is not with Abutunga, not with rice, not with Rabona, not at all. So, and then, after it was installed in the cow, when it was ready to hold there, so he fashioned it into a tzine, but not in his skin. So in such a case, it doesn't become show as a result of the water passing through it. Masha'inke, if it will be a tzinia shalait, shechokiki mitzikove, first he would fashion it into a tzinia, without the skin, and then he would install it in the karake, so then, even without the water entering into the keli, tachas atzinia, it will become show. That's a big chiddush. The question is, why should it become show? With Rup Shov, we see that Shov doesn't depend upon Kabbalah Stumeh. We see that even if it enters for a glory, for a volume, but as long as they are they have a great kibble, so then they become Shov. So the male and the conqueror should also be true. The Jews, they became a has a kibble. So it has a Havanishan great kibble, even though it's not the Kabbalah Stumeh, like for a glory, for a volume. So it becomes show, so the Kamba should also be true. Suppose it is becoming to me, but it has no preskill, so it should not become show, because the important thing is the fact that it's a preskill, it was made as a preskill, not whether it's becoming to me or not becoming to me. So that's the sheet of the Rambam Bir Chazoko, of all the Shem, but the Rambam Bir Shamishne, the Rambam Bir Nore, they all know. Why it is true that when the Kamba has a preskill, so any water that enters into it for a moment becomes show, even though it's not becoming to me like when you only play a body, but the converse is not true. If it is capable of being becoming to me, so it was the chshivas of the kele, so without the miskibu, so it also becomes show. Now here the Mishnah says that the only reason is why the mind becomes show is because of the kele tachas atzinia, but the fact that the water passes through the tzinir, that doesn't make it into show. So the Rambam Pirush Mishneh, the Rambam Batinore, they apply it to a tzinir shalates that while it was in the state of a goyim, not adapted for any function. So it was installed in the karka, and then it was chiki fashioned it into a tzinir without any skill. So Mira sins Bitoush did not. It was not becoming to me, so the water that passes through it is not, does not become Shomer. Does not become Shomer. So, this is what the Rambam Tanore and the Rambam Derush HaMishneh says. But the Rambam Ben Chazoka, they apply the Mishneh to a Tzimeir, in which a peacekeeping was dug out deliberately. So, on the contrary, I mean, they apply the Mishneh to a Tzimeir in which that was even a Tomozi Tzimeir, but a Tzimeir in which a peacekeeping was not dug out. So, Melech, even though it was a Tomozi Tzimeir, and it is the Kabbal Tumeh, the Rabbonon, and even if it's a Kribatres, a Tzimash or Matres, and it don't make a Tzimash or Matres, but as long as a Biskibu was not dug out in it, so Mele, the water that comes, passes through it, does not become show. But as a result of the Kaelin being placed under the Tzimah, so a real Biskibu, so there it becomes show. Anyway, I mean, here, 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 after the Kleiwonim, 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 Paceliness Amidim. Places Amidim. Verhalten Tamid, we tend to achieve after the Kleiwonim, we achieve the Kilim in Tube, achieve the Kilim in Israel Samikwe, after the Shop from the Kopra Yisom. We don't know the Mamiya Kamil and the Shakab in Nagor. So why does he say after the Shop from? Because if that Shop from and that Kopra Yisom, then it becomes Shop as a result of you and Kapit. You're dying if he spills, if he empties out those pails into the mikveh. But suppose he didn't dump them directly in the keichel, so it couldn't have become shown as a result of filling the keichel. But if, as a result of filling up the pails that were placed under the tzimeh, so it becomes shown on account of showing clean. So ubisil mitari echad aminiach echad ashecheach ki divrei mishana. ובסיר מיטרי משכח. בסיר מיטרי משכח. בפרקם ובשבס, מויד מפריקטאיה בשניחון תחסציניה בשסקי שרובים. ונספסו, ושוכון וחוזרו ונזקשו. כי בשם הישאברה משמפי זרובים ונספק למחשב יורשנו. דיגור את הייתי שרעית שרוצו שאיפו מסיכו. ובסיר סאברה, בוט לא מחשב. וכי נספסו הסרדייתי בקוסוב על העיר ראשון ממני. אבל ניחון תחסציניה בשסקי שרובים. ויחו הקשום לא בביות זרום וחתי לשוכון, אם הרחקו היו מתחילו לקח נסחבי, ובוט לא מחשבתי משחוסי, מניחון משספי זרום, אם הרחקו תהיר עם שום נסחב ולתחילו לקח. So, עומר רב מאיר, נינו ורובו בשם היה בסיר. So, like this, that was like the sealer, because they are the rope. But Rameya says that in this Machlekes, it's on the minyan and Bishamah was the whole. So the name of the Aloha is like Bishamah. Umeini Bishachiyah Bechotza Shilton. When the Bishamah is said that Shechiyah also makes it show, so that Shechiyah Tachasatzineh. Mashiim kin Shechiyah Bechotza Ma Tachasatzineh. So Bishamah is made, it doesn't become show. Omer Rabbi Yisi, Adayim Machlekes Din Kepo Emeres. So the way the Rabbi Tanora explains it and the way the Rashi explains it, that Rabbi Yisi is only chaylik and Rabbi Meir in regard to Nimnu v'Robo Bishamah Yadisirah. So Rabbi Meir says that Bishamah Yadirah, Mimele Da'aloch is like Bishamah. So Rabbi Yisi says, no, it's not Nimnu v'Robo Bishamah Yadisirah. So who was the Rob? Bisir was the Rob. If Bisir was the Rob, so the Alochi is like Bisir. That the Shecheyach is not Tomei, does not become Shom. But then, as far as Umeidi Bishecheyach Bechotza Shom Toya is concerned, so according to most Rishonim, the Rav Gavinor and the Rash and the Rosh, so the Beisi is made in regard to the Din of Bishecheyach Bechotza Shom Toya. The Meir doesn't say it. That's mentioned by the Tanakame, and no one is chelik. Rabbi Yisi is only chelik on the remark mentioned, on the statement mentioned by Rabbi Meir that Nimnu v'Robo Bishamah Yisrael. So Rabbi Yisi says, no, it's not Nimnu v'Robo Bishamah Yisrael. But Rabbi Yisi is not chelik. And the other halacha mentioned in Mishneh, that Bishamah is made in Bishachiyah, b'chotzah shel Toya, so Rabbi Yisi is not chelik. So according to this pshat and sheni, so you should follow, inasmuch as there is an affliction between Rabbeya and Rabbeyesi as to whether it's Nimnu Rabbe Bishamai al Bisil or not. So Rabbeya says that it's Nimnu Rabbe Bishamai al Bisil, and Rabbeyesi says it's not Nimnu Rabbe Bishamai al Bisil. Aloha Kabeyesi Mechabere, perhaps even Mechabere, all right, but certainly Aloha Kabeyesi Mechabere, so whenever there is a machlekes between Rabbeya and Rabbeyesi, so the aloha is like Rabbeyesi. The aloha is like Rabbeyesi. So we mele, we should, according to Rabbeyesi, it's not in the role of Bishamai Bisilel. So who is the role of Bisilel? So we mele, the aloha has to be like Bisilel. And Bisilel say that Mitali Bishachayach. So we mele, he doesn't become Shol. Only Miniach becomes Shol. But Shachayach does not become Shol. Now, let's see the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. The Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, Kapach's version. So he says, "Hamniach kelim tachas hatzimer hakel beilim tachatim tami afilo kli dromim kli avonim kli adomo peitzlim esamik." So he says, "Tzimer amarz vagim chilo koromo b'chol hamishneh ulitzimer sheni peitzlim esamik v'hu kigen shelo hoya beiskim oy shechotat bein." So that's why the water doesn't become shor as a result of passing through the tzimah, because it has no biskibu. So he says, "Tzimah shechokil is kovet b'tzimah samikve, kovet b'hakachokim b'tzimah. Uchvobir atalmud tam adomo v'hu shachlal etzleinu shiva d'rabon. Tzleim ha'shemikve shu'u osu b'mayim shuvi b'mukosu d'rabon. Ulfichoch hitiru im kovah sakira b'karka. Ugonu b'hakach chokak bo b'iskibu. V'hitiru dom hazeh im chokikiru im sot kovet. V'natam shizkiru hoir v'hitir aspiru lo b'tolu shlichol mayim shizcholu lo v'kiru yishol. V'acha hadom aspal zeh oma shavis hitiru yi. Tachas הצימר לקפנו את המים מהרוס מהמים המצויים ולמים שווים ופסקו את המקרה ואתם הולו ישנקים עם כל אבונים שנקפנו תומו כי פי הכלום שנסבור אין מולים בשם עלי כי משנוס על הסקים הם עלו את תחס הצימר שהוא מוצג בעוק את המים נעשו מים שווים. All right, so the Rambam in Kappa's version, he says, he has the same sheet as in the Chazor, that when the Mishnah says that here he becomes show only as a result of entering the Kehle Tachas HaTzimur, but he doesn't become show as a result of passing through the Tzimeya, because here the Mishnah deals with a Tzimeya that has no biskim, has no biskim, or the biskim was dug out after it was installed in Kark, Masheim Kehle, Masheim Kehle. So that's why he doesn't become shor as a result of passing through the tzimeya. So even though the tzimeya was fashioned as a tzimeya while it was still bitolush, but since he didn't have the skibo bitolush, so maybe he cannot become shor. All right. Now let's see the Gemara in Shabbos. Now the Gemara in Shabbos gives a list of all the Ches Gomor that Baalias Cheski have been going. So the Chachomim asked. The Chachomim asked. So the Gemara gives a whole list of all the Ches Gomor. And what is the next one? The Tnan Amiyah Kimitachasatine Rikabu Benim Shomim. Now, one thing is to be noticed. In our Mishnah, the Girsa is Hamniach Kelim Tachas HaTzimeya. It doesn't say Rikabel. It doesn't say Rikabel Mendeshom. But just Hamniach Kelim Tachas HaTzimeya. Not Rikabel Mendeshom. But in Gemara in Shabbos, the Girsa is Hamniach Kelim Tachas HaTzimeya Rikabel Mendeshom. In our Girsa, in the text, in the Mishnah itself, it doesn't say Rikabel Mendeshom. It just says Hamniach Kelim Tachas HaTzimeya. But in the morning Shabbos it says, "Habniach kelim tachas hatzimer likabu mondeishom." Echot kelim deim veechot kelim tamu. Vatilu kli avonim kli adomu kli golim peitzlim samikve. Echot habniach veechot asher cheyach. So now let's see. Rashi's Gilsay was the way it appears in our text in Sefer Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Echad aminiyah v'echad shechiyah, v'mo yedi shamay, u'bisiru mitahar v'shechiyah, omer ev meyamim v'rogu v'shamayah v'bisiru, u'meyim v'shamay v'shechiyah v'chotzer shu toye, omer ev yis yadayim achreked v'shemo imedes, omer ev mishar shiyed v'rab amre, hato meyim v'shemich v'mishas kishor avim, meyim." So, according to Rashi Pshat, hato meyim means, bein v'shamay, bein v'sirah, that if he plays the game in the Shaskishov while it was cloudy, so then he will be serious, maybe, that Shechiyah is stopped. It means become short. Vishinichom Shaskishov is made. Vishaskishov is made. So Vishama is made. Vivahakate. Loinachikov Machlikim to Vishama is Israel. Vishama is saying that Shechiyah is stopped. He becomes short. And the seal saying, Victoria, it doesn't become show. So the Machlekes is in regard to the kings, and we should not be just keep show. We must pass with the house of the Niskash, who mars of a bottle of Machshavte, who mars of a loy bottle of Machshavte, who repeats he, Yoma. Oh, so in other words, so according to Bishama, according to Hermea, that Bishama was Robu Binimlu, Binimlu Birobu al Bisila. So the male that Allah is like the Shammai, so the male that this can be mentioned as one of the 18 Zeres that Zikti Vishammai, Zikti Vishirah, Aser at that time. But we as Chesky even more. But the one as a Kashi, you have a Yesi, Noma, Machoik is a Daimon, Kenyo, that is, but so, what he called it from Yesi, who says that it wasn't in the Rabbi Vishammai Vishirah. So that means that Vishirah. That means that Bisilal was wrong. And Bisilal Amatira Mitaya Mishechiyah. So the male we don't have 18, so there is one less, because the general thing of Shaul, that was, even though Shaul is the only Rabbanon, but that is the Takonet Dume, long before the Takonet of the Chesdomon. So what could have been enacted Valias Cheski Ben Gorin was the fact that Ibn Shechiyah makes it into show. So, Bishlai may come to the mayor, that Bishamai was Rogu Al Bisilel, so maybe that Allah is like Bishamai, so that can be included in the Chesavah. But according to Rabbi Yitzi, that it wasn't Rogu Bininu Bishamai, Ninu Rogu Bishamai Bisilel. So that Allah is like Bisilel, that Bishechiyah, it does become show. When does it become show? The Maniach, that's not a new takone of the Chesdomo. So then there is one missing. So we don't have the Chesdomo. Rabbi Yitzi, Yoma Machlik, as I will keep on this, Batzulu, Omer Abnachem Bayitzro, Abnoiskusi, Yidis, Mavis, or some people in us. According to Rabbi Yitzi, so in order to be Mashli, the minion of Hitches, so we have to include the takone that the Nochris, is mitami, has mitami to mislead and avisos, even before she is in. So that was the mechazon. That should be wrong. Now, it comes that in Kibbutz and in that's the way it goes. So the male, it's not the Kabbutz, it doesn't have the Chalisha Kele. So the Chidesh is, by the Rambo, that it doesn't even become show, and furthermore, the Rambo says, you can even use this kind of a serum to connect to the voice, or to connect